Okay, my friends. Before we get into today's story, I wanted to let you know about Spotify for Podcasters. It's the tool that I'm using to make my stories so that you guys can have new stories every day. If you are interested in sharing your stories, you've got to check it out. It's a really easy app. You can create your stories, you can edit them from your phone or your computer. So, no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating without having to go into a studio or do anything extra. They'll actually do all of your distribution for you too. So that part's really nice. And the best part, it's totally free. You don't have to pay for it. So you can get your stories out. I've really enjoyed doing it. I've been at it for almost, gosh, going on 3.5 years now. And because I can have questions and answers from my friends who are listening, I get to know what your thoughts are too. It's a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy me. www.spotify.com/podcasters to get started. Okay, my friends. So today we are reading a story called
Don't Feed the Coons.
Don't Feed the Coons. This was written by Jonathan Stutzman and illustrated by Heather Fox. And I don't know if you know what a coo is, but in the picture, in the book cover, we can see what it is. It is a pigeon. That's right, a pigeon. And pigeons are usually cities you see, or usually birds you see in the city. So let's talk about them. Are you ready? Today's story is read by Mommy and like a feather. Mommy and oh, are you a pigeon? Oh my goodness. Mommy and her very wild pigeon. And we can see him in the picture and he says, here we go. Don't feed the coos. When you see a coo, you will be tempted to give it a treat. And in the picture, we see a person walking along, and what has she got in her hand? She's got a bag which has what in it? Bread. French bread, or maybe a baguette, and it looks delicious. Mmm. Coos are adorable, peaceful, kind of silly. And there she is. She's broken off a piece of her baguette. And she has casually thrown it on the floor. And the adorable little coo has walked over to her. But don't feed the coo, it says in big, bold letters. And why does it say that? What does it say here? If you feed one. Uh-oh. Well, look at his little eyeball, first of all. He looks kind of tricky. Oh, they will all come. So one little bit fed to just one little coo. And suddenly now there's not just one. There. How many are there? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15... Gosh, there's got to be like 40 of them now. Maybe more than that, because there's even some hiding behind her. They're everywhere. You will try to escape. They will follow you. And we can see she's making a run for it. Through the park. Down the street. Oh, girl, you better run. All the way home. Your mother will not be pleased. And it definitely looks like the mom is going, hey, what are you doing with all these pigeons? Get them out of here. I don't want pigeons in the house. Oh, and what are they doing? The pigeons have invaded the house and they're knocking over the potted plant. Mm-hmm. Wherever you are, they will be too. At orchestra practice? There they are. You guys, they're everywhere. At the arcade. Even at karate lessons.
your sensei will not be pleased. Get out at once, the sensei says. Oh no. Slams the door in your face.
It looks like they are all yellow belts
in this class, yeah. But wow, that's a lot of really angry coos. And to thank you for feeding them, the coos will leave. What's this word? Poos. Oh no. Coo poos everywhere. Coo poos covering everything. And it's white, drippy, gross looking poo. Ugh. You will lose your socks to the coo's poo. Your backpack, your bed. Oh no, they're pooing on her bed. Oh no, your mind. She's losing her mind. She's thrown her head back and she's screaming, and there's poo, coo poo on her pajamas. All because you fed the coos. You will do anything to make them leave. Ooh, she's got some coo spray and she's spraying it at them. But nothing will work. Oh, all they've done is turn the coo spray around on her. And they're using it to do their hair. You will try to hide. Oh, that's a good idea. But you cannot hide from a coo. Oh, yeah, I see in the picture, she's gone up into her treehouse, right? But they can fly. That's the problem, right? Yeah. No matter what scheme you cook up, your plans will fail. They will eat and eat and eat and coo and poo on everything. So here she's got some signs up. Go away. No coos allowed. Private property. Coo shall not pass. Coo free zone. Coos not welcome. And do you know what they have done? Yeah, no coos allowed. They've taken her signs and made private pooperty. Coo zone. And they've crossed out the coo free part. And they've crossed out the no for no coos allowed and made it coos allowed. And coos welcome. And do not go away. And coo shall pass. Oh no. They've rewritten all of her signs. So just accept your fate. Coos aren't so bad. Once you get to know them, give them names, knit them scarves, make them part of your family. And she did. So there's Neil. Oh, and there's Lizzie and Luna and Doug and Milo and Mel and Linus and Gimli. Oh. And Babs and Chomp and Gordon and Mary and Teddy and Steve and Buster and wow. I don't know. They don't have their name tags showing. Their name tags must be on the other side. Take them on walks in the park. Coos love the walk. Ooh, they love the park. A healthy coo is a happy coo. But do you know what I just noticed? When she took them for a walk in the park, she noticed that there is, in fact, a poster on the trees. And the poster says, missing pigeons, and there's a man's face in the picture. Yes, feed them bird seed. Coos love food more than parks. And so there they are, eating their bird seed in the park. You're getting the hang of this, kid. Embrace your coos, because they will be your coos until the very end. Uh-oh, why do they look like they're trying to get away from her? There is absolutely, positively no way to get rid of them. But wait, is that the old man from the poster looking for his lost pigeons? Clever child. It looks like there is a way. Ah, so she is, do you see what she's done? She found the old man, she gave him some birdseed, and then he fed the coos. And when he fed them, they transferred all their love from her to him. She's a smarty. And that, my friends, is one cuckoo book. Get it? It's a yeah, I know. Okay, the end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.